Subis, Davir Aleph and Bez, Shalom Revolv.
See, Amar Rami Bar Chama is still over here, stuck in this sugya of Amar Rami Bar Chama, Davir Aleph and Bez, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says the following thing. Machloikes, kishihikir ba. The machloikes, unzere Mishnah, do we have? Is when they were aware, kishahikirba, they were aware of the situation. The Rameh Medam Elulah Begeres, Rabbanah Medam Elulah Be'ula, Avaloi Hikirba, Tiberachov Aloi Klum. But if they're not makirba, everyone agrees, then you blindsided him. You didn't tell him, you pulled the wool over his eyes, Tiberachov Aloi Klum, garnished. Rameh, Rameh Medam Elulah Begeres, Nami Le Be'ula. According to Rameh, why Medam Elulah Begeres, be Medam Elulah Be'ula? Be'ula is Avid Ba'mais Bideyadam. Hello, is Avid Ba'mais Bideyadam. Rabbanah That's the statement of Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara is going to challenge Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara is going to slug up Rami Bar Chama. But Devaila, let's try to understand what Rami Bar Chama is saying. So over here, the Rajba brings down that Rami Bar Chama is of the opinion that everyone agrees that if it's Kansa Becheskas that she's a Psul of a Nimkas Mukas Eitz, everyone agrees, what does she get?
Nothing.
So even if you hold Kansa Becheskas, even if you hold Hikirba, she's going to get Masayim, but if he was Loyikirba, Loyiklum. Now, Frechter Ajbakasha, so I thought you said you're Medamila to Bagaris. What's the din by Bagaris? Let's say you thought that Isha was a Naira, Tana Naira, and she ends up being a Bagaris. What's the din over there? Says the Rajba, there you get your Masayim. Even though I didn't tell you that I was a Bagaris, still you get your Masayim. So, says the Rajba, when we said Medamila to Bagaris, it's not full dimyon. It's not Domi Legamri to Begeris. Because by Begeris, if you find out afterwards she was a Begeris, what's the din of the Ksuba? What? Still Masayim. But over here, if you find out afterwards she's Mukaseitz, even the man to Omer that holds Mukaseitz Masayim. But if I didn't know beforehand it was Masayim, what's going to end up being the din? Then Lavaloi Klom. So there was it's not an exact dimyon. This is all in Rami Bar Chama. However, Rava, who's later on going to argue on Rami Bar Chama, Rava's going to say, no, it's an exact dimyon to Bagaris. Just like Bagaris, if you didn't know that she was a Bagaris, what's her ksuba anyway? Masayim. So too, a Mukaseitz. If you didn't know her ksuba was, that she was a Mukaseitz, what's going to be her ksuba anyway? Masayim. And it doesn't make a difference if I tricked you, because even if I would have told you, your ksuba would have been
Masayim.
And it's Dome exactly. What's the difference between Rami Bar Chama and Rava? Rashi, so the Rajba says that Rava, who argues, Rava says, Bein Hikirba Loi, Bein Loi Hikirba, Midam Alola Beres the Gamri, Delav To Usa Ika Klal. There's no choice over here. I didn't tell you. I don't have to tell you everything about my life. Daloi Bato Chena. So just because I didn't tell you doesn't mean that there's going to be over here a Mekach Tois. Masha Enkein. Rami Bar Chama holds there is a Mekach Tois. What's the machloikis between Rami Bar Chama and Rava? I think perhaps you could say the machloikis is as follows. Again, we're going now according to the Mandama that Mukaseitz Ksubas is Masayim. So if I told you Mukaseitz, what would my Ksuba be? Masayim. If I didn't tell you Mukaseitz, what's the Ksuba? So according to Rava, it's still Masayim. It's the same Masayim. Because there's no Mekach Tois. What does Rami Bar Chama hold? Perhaps Rami Bar Chama holds as follows. You're right. Mitzad the Cheftza, there's no Mekach Tois. Mitzad the Cheftza, there's no Mekach Tois. But it is a Mekach Tois, Mitzad the Gavra. I'll explain to you what I mean as follows. Let's say a doctor sees a patient and tells the patient, "Oh, you're low in iron. Because you're low in iron, you're I don't know what's it called. Someone's low in iron. There's a name for them. Anemic. You're anemic. Anemic. Scary. Anemic. You give him already. He's like he's anemic. Because you're anemic, therefore you have to buy iron. I'm selling you Solgar iron, soft iron, and it costs $50 a bottle. And he buys 30 bottles. It sells it at half price." And then he finds out that the doctor made up that he's anemic. He's not really anemic. Is that a mekach tois or not a mekach tois? What? I'll tell you why. Of course, it's not a mekach tois. I sold you pills for half price. Did I sell you not what I told you I was going to sell you? So Elomai, I'm a bad doctor. Okay, so you're telling me you want to sue me for malpractice. That's a different discussion. You can talk about whether or not I'm a bad doctor, but I told you I was selling you iron. I sold you iron. Is there any mekach tois in the mekach toli? I told you it was iron. Elomai, I tricked you into buying the iron, but I didn't sell you something I didn't tell you I was going to sell you. Classic mekach tois is, I told you, this is a car with a V8 engine, and the car doesn't have a V8 engine. That's a mekach tois. Because this, I didn't sell you what I told you I was selling you. It was Yayin Vin Tsuchoimitz. Something like that. There's something wrong with the Cheftza. Over here says the Rajba, over here the Cheftza is fine. Because even if she is a Mukaseitz, according to this Mandarim, what's her Ksuba? Masayim. So Mitzad the Cheftza, there's no Mekachtos, nor of us. I would have liked to have known about that. So therefore, it's a Mekachtos Mitzad the Gavra.
That's why I'm inside the shop.
Perhaps that's the machloikas. Well, that's mekach tois. And somehow it's worth something less than what I told you I was selling it to you. It's not the choira. Maybe mitzad the etzem chef, so there's no mekach tois over here. Perhaps. Al kolpanim, Rabbi Yisai, let's try to understand. What taka is the mekach tois? What's the difference, I mean, between this and bageres? We're saying when I get to bageres, if you find out afterwards, it's okay. But when I get to over here, to mukaseitz, it's not okay. What's the vart? Why is over here is the mekach tois and not over there? Says the Rajba, the difference is as follows. When I get to bageres, it's the type of thing a person should have realized on his own that possibly this isha is a bageres. Havalei la'asuke adaite, or the Lashon Rajba is havalei la'asnuye, you should have made it tonight. Lady, if you're a bageres, I want to know about it. Or we're not married if you're not a big, whatever. That's something that he should have thought of. That an Isha's Mukaseitz, no one ever really would even imagine that. Mukaseitz is
Loishchiach. It's not true
that Gemara says
Isha.
It's not Shchiach enough. That we should have thought about Mukaseitz. We don't have reason to think that he should have assumed there's Mukaseitz. Rabbi Chayes?
We pasken
Loishchiach. Al kopanim. So over here, for him to think mukaseitz, there's no reason for him to think mukaseitz. We don't have to. He doesn't have to dream up in his mind. Maybe she's a mukaseitz. So who is the burden of divulging on? Who she should have told him? I'm a mukaseitz. She didn't tell him. That's as if she
tricked him.
Mashenkin by Begeres, he should have thought that maybe she's a Begeres. She's not hiding anything from him. If he doesn't say, you know, I only want to marry if you're not a Begeres, so then Iyuda Afsira Nafshe. This is the Rajba. The Tosfos HaRosh says similar, but usher different. Here goes. How is it different? Says the Tosfos HaRosh. The word is like this. What's the difference between Begeres and Mukaseitz? Says the Tosfos HaRosh. It's very simple. A person finds out an Isha is a Begeres, and he didn't know she was a Begeres. Okay. You know, it doesn't really bother him so much. But if a person thought that an Isha was not a Mukaseitz and she's a Mukaseitz, he's more makpid on Mukaseitz than he is on Begeres. That's the Tosfos HaRosh. I'll read you the Lashon inside. Says Tois HaRosh, Avagav der Ameir medame lo le Begeres, u Begeres yesh la filo lo hikir ba. U Begeres, you get the Masayim, even though he's lo hikir ba. Mikol mokoyim, mukas eitz, makpir alei tvei, v'ave mekach tois. What does that mean? Tois HaRosh is saying there's a difference between how much you're makpid if it's mukas eitz, and how much you're makpid if it's a Begeres. By Begeres, we're saying that he's not so makpid if she finds out she's a Begeres. Over by mukas eitz, he's going to be more makpid.
So he wasn't Machbid and now he is?
Maybe he's just has maybe he really has a different reason why he wants out of the marriage. He's just using this as an excuse. We don't know. But this is the umdana that a person's not really Machbid.
He's not Machbid, but now that it was like a surprise, he is Machbid.
Or maybe he's just using. No, that's what we're saying. That's why he's not believed. That's why we don't do it. Therefore, a person says, "Oh, I didn't know you were. I didn't know you were Bergeris. I want out of the marriage. Too late, buddy. You want out of the marriage? You have to give a ksuba. You have to divorce her like everything else. Mashenkin, Mukas Eitz, because Mukas Eitz, he is Machbid. He didn't know she was a Mukas Eitz.
But if he would have known, that he wouldn't have minded. So
no, we're saying he is Machbid. Machbid alei tvei.
Only because he doesn't know.
No, what was that? What do you mean? Because Ksuba says Masayim.
Yeah. If he would have known before that she was a Mukaseitz, he would have been okay with it, right?
Who said?
I thought that's what we were saying.
Who said? Who said? No, who said? Who said?
If we're saying it's in like Garris are the same thing, like embarrassed, then we have to be more mad than one.
So Rabbi said we have two different shots. Very good. So the Yumachavin to Rabbi Shariyeli. Here goes. Rabbi said, let's get the machloikis. I want to claw the machloikis. You ready, Rabbi said? Hold on 1 second. Claw the machloikis. You listening? Is I say. The shayla is like this. I'm bringing you into the sugya. The shayla is like this. It says there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What's the din of mukasets? The Rameir says mukasets is doime tuah by geres, which means ksubas masayim. But if we didn't know that she was mukasets, so then she loses her ksuba. Let's live the klum mashenkin by geres. If we don't know, she still gets her masayim. Yeah, the shayla is what's the difference between mukasets and Megaris? Comes along, the Rajban says the difference is like this: you hid from me the fact that you were mukasets. You didn't hide from me the fact that you were Megaris. Megaris is something that you should have asked me. How old are you? You didn't ask. You, that's your problem, not my problem. Bashenkin mukasets, something you hid from me. Does haste? We're not differentiating between one. You're more makbin on than the other. It's just a question of one. You should have told me. The other one, I should have figured out myself. That's the only difference. Masha'enk in the Tosai Rosh says the difference is that he's more makbid on Mukas Eitz than he is makbid on being Obegeris. Therefore, the fact that he's Obegeris found afterwards is okay. It's not the end of the world. Maybe you tricked me on both of them. Maybe you didn't trick me on either one. That's not the discussion, says the Tosai Rosh.
But what about this?
Huh?
According to what we just explained.
It is.
So it's not about this. Because you were tricked, but it was
not. So Mekhtos is not the Gavra. That's called the Mekach Tois. We said that according to the Rami Barchon, that's called the Mekach Tois. Because you tricked the Gavra. And that's the Machlokas, the Rami Barchon Merob. So everybody said, what's the Machlokas between the Tois HaRosh and the Rashba? So Tuli was Mechavin to Rabash Arieli. And Rabash Arieli says a vort. Says Rabash, listen. The Rashba in this whole sugya is saying that the whole discussion of the Ksuba is concerning Chayn. The whole discussion of the Suba is Chayn is appeal. How much appeal does this woman have? Being that this man de Omar says that the din of Mukas Eitz is like Bogeres, so therefore what he's basically saying is their appeal is the same, identical. Therefore, the Rajma doesn't have the room to say you're more machbid on one over than the other. What? Because they all have the same chayn.
From an objective thing, it's not like what matters more to you.
What do you mean? Okay, good.
More to you. I was marrying her.
Good.
I still don't know. That was
over in
the
Rashba. Yeah, but the Shah's over here was saying it's Gufa. What he's saying is here was Gufa saying the Mekach Tos is in the Gavra, not in the Cheftza. What else you're saying? Over here was saying Mitzad El Chaim. Mitzad the Cheftza, the Chaim maybe is the same, but Mitzad the Gavra maybe it's going to be different. Okay, Asher, good. We're gonna knock on Rab Asher from three different places. Okay, Rab Asher is slugging up Rab Asher. So we'll get there. Too bad it wasn't on the video. This is what Rabbi Asher says again. Rabbi Asher says the Rajm himself, the Rajm is the Mori the Shmaitza that speaks about Chayn. The Gansa Sugya is Chayn. He says, if you're telling me that Begeris is the same as a Mukas Eitz, so you're basically saying that their appeal is identical, you can't be Machalik between one's more Makbid than the other. This is Rabbi Asher. Okay? Rabbi Asher. And Rabbi Asher says, "Mash inki in the Tosfos Harosh, Feistachos learned Anderish." Ad kan de Rabbi Asher. This is what he was suggesting. This is the kacha nearly, but he himself has issues. Let's go chad chad. There's three issues we can have with Rabbi Asher. Issue number one is as follows: Chmeinus Agroisa Mehechetes. Just because we're saying that Mukas Eitz and Begeris both are Ksubasu Masayim, does that mean their chayin is identical? That means their chayin is exactly identical. You can't be more makbid on one over the other. Lemaisa, how many different degrees, how many levels, how many tiers of ksuba do we have? Two. This ksuvasa masayim, ksuvasa mana. That means everyone who's in mana is exactly the same chayin. That's what it means. Or it just means the chachomim said there's a threshold of what's considered enough chayin that it's going to be masayim, or what's considered enough chayin is going to be mana. And this is doimet. That means it has to be puntlach, exactly identical. Chveis nisht. Chveis, I don't know if that's...
If it's the rest of the tree, you could say that.
And what we're going, okay, we're going Pashtas Ksuvas on the Rabbanan, at least according to, I feel according to my Domer, I feel according to my Domer is the Rabbanan. So you have to work that also. That's first of all. Second of all, Rav Asher Chechik is suggesting is that, listen, what we're saying over here is that the if we're right in our Agdora, that over here, the whole Mekach Tois is mitzad the Gavra, it's not mitzad the Chefza. If you're dining the Mekach Tois mitzad the Gavra, mainly you could say the Chain is maybe mitzad the Chefza, but each person's Gosha and Chain might be different. So Mechatei see to say, just because you know, this person's Chain is over here on this, a person has, we said it's all with Mitzad the Gavra, not Mitzad the Chefza. And the third thing which Rav Asher himself kind of asks is that it doesn't just stim l'shitasam, because the Tosis HaRosh, Tosis HaRosh seems to be going like the Rajma and the Sugya. The Tosis HaRosh says, we're talking about Lo Yishab Besulim. The whole thing is on very shaky foundations. So Rav Asher himself like Tzorchian on his shot over here. But Akoponim, Rabbi say, the Chayra, we'd like to say, what's the Hezber, the Machloikis over here between the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rajba? I'd like to suggest perhaps a different shot. Rabbi say, I just the Hakdama, whenever we ding on Rav Asher Aryeli, Rav Asher Aryeli is Mamish, he is from the most brilliant Goinim and Lamdonim, the biggest Marbetz Torah in the world today. You know, Rav Asher Aryeli it's not Shayach, the godless of this person. We have an issue with one pshat he says over here, but Rav Asher Aryeli, it's it's unbelievable just to be able to hear words from Rav Asher Aryeli is a tremendous chus. A koponim, we'd like to suggest as follows. Ktas Acher, which is like this. And the Sefer Ayeles Ahuvim is brought down, he asks the following question. How can the Gemara be medame? Mukas eitz to bageres. The Gemara says that we're being medame mukas eitz to bageres. The Chayra, there's a difference between the mukas eitz and bageres. What's the mukas eitz? So we had on daftes amid aleph, a machlokes, and what a mukas eitz is. Rabbi Chananel brings mukas eitz. They don't have damim, but also the pesach is sasum. So you're going to be medame. The angam over here is being medame mukas eitz to bageres. A bageres isn't identical to mukas eitz, because mukas eitz pesach is sasum, and bageres pesach is pasuach. How could you be medame them? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, if you remember on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, he said Rabbeinu Chananel says that mukas eitz is pesach is sasum. That's an example Rabbeinu Chananel gives of a case that someone could say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, even though there's no discussion of them. What's an example? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, Mukas Eitz, where Pesach should be Sasim if she's Mukas Eitz, but she doesn't have Dam. A classic, a good example, says Rabbeinu Chananel. So Mele Frekta Ayel Sahuvim says, how can I go say Madam Lola Bogeres? If she's different than Bogeres. Beis Dechois. Avada, she's different, but she's similar enough. Bogeres doesn't have Dam. And Mukas Eitz doesn't have Dam. So that's enough of a similarity to compare the two of them. They're not identical, but it's enough to compare them. So Rabbi Yisai, the Maisa, if you look in the Rajba holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. Mefurash. The Rajba holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. Sorry, the Tosfos HaRosh holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. Chulix. Tosfos HaRosh holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. Get it straight. There's a rush, let me just check to make sure.
Garrett says that's a rush.
Let me see if I can remember. Tough test. Yeah, so Rabbi Sai, come to Chai Sazay. What we're saying is that if you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, then you're saying that there's a fundamental difference between mukaseitz and a regular begeres. So therefore, there's elachanami. Maybe the ksuma is identical, but they're not the same. The isha is not the same isha because by mukaseitz she's still pesach sasum. So therefore, there's reason for a person to be makbid tvei on mukaseitz more than to be makbid on a begeres, because there's a fundamental difference between mukaseitz and begeres. Masha'en kein, if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, so then Mukas Eitz and Begeres are identical. Both of them are Pesach Pesuach, and it's also Ein Lam Dam. So therefore, there's no reason to be machped on one more than the other. Chayyur does kenzayin and beer the machlokes between the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rashba. Vosok the Gemara Vayta. Says the Gemara. What? The Tosfos HaRosh, the few were saying Tosfos HaRosh holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. He brings Rabbeinu Chananel. Shows if he holds like him. Exactly that we'll have to see. Okay. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, Kishahikir ba. Rashi says, Machloikis Kishahikir ba. Rami Barachoma says, the whole Machloikis is only when the husband knows about it, Kishakonsa, because of Laksuba. Have you idea shehi mukas eitz? When he was kindness her, when he did nisuin, the kasev laksuba. Have you idea shehi mukas eitz? He knew she was a mukas eitz. The shita mukubetzis is medai kiran Rashi. That it sounds like from Rashi that it's really totally in the shas ksivas haksuba. That happens later. The way it works is first there's a kedushin, and then there's a ksivas haksuba, and the nisuin. It sounds like if he was not aware b'shas the kedushin that she was mukaseitz, it wouldn't bother us. What he has to know about it is when happens the ksivas haksuba. That's what the shita is medayik. The shaila is why. L'chayra, if he's being tricked over here, he's being tricked b'negeya to the action kedushin. He wanted to marry Aisha's not a mukaseitz. He married a mukaseitz. The chayra, he should have to know that b'shas the kedushin also.
As long as he knew before, I mean, if he knew by
Nisun,
it's fine.
If he knew I'd be soon, it's fine. Says Tzvi.
Something could happen in between.
No,
there.
When he's giving something in exchange for something else.
Correct.
So if he thinks he's getting one thing, he's getting another. Well, it's a problem. Exchange. Also,
correct. We'll see that in a second. Good, good. You're saying good, Tzvi. We're going to get there in a minute. What do you mean? Let's say she agrees that it happened beforehand. She says it happened beforehand. And he says, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, but if we make it that we have to go by condition, we're not letting the suit, there's something talking in between it.
But you're right, but Lamai said it depends on when he does the condition, does he have to know about it? He married her under false pretenses. He married her under false pretenses. So the haflah says Pshat over here in Rashi is in a chanami. Really, he should have to know about it by the kedushin. But what happens if he doesn't know about it? And now, what is he doing? He's continuing. He's writing the ksuba. What's he obviously doing?
He knows about it.
He's okay with it. He's moving forward. Aye, there was no kedushin. So you have to say when he was boil. Ain't on the mice of Bilas of Bilas Nus. He's obviously being boil Hashem kedushin, and it's going to kedushin and a chuppah and everything move forward from there. So there's a technical reason, says the Haflah, why he doesn't have to know B'shas, really should know B'shas Kedushin. But he finds that afterwards, it's as if he knew, because from here on in, he's going to do it further. Like Shtika Koita. The first Kedushin was a problem. But even though the first Kedushin was a problem, he's doing another Kedushin. Rabbi Yonason and David in a Sefer Zikaron, Ish Tvuna, I think it's called. Is that the name of the Sefer? He doesn't like that. And it's not Mashman Rashi that way. Because Rashi says, Kishakonsa v'kasa l'ksuma aviyodeh. It's totally in the time of the ksivas aksuma. It's not totally the sign of the Kedushin. According to that flaw, what's the pshat? You're going to do another Kedushin. It's like the Kedushin happened over again. It's mashmah, it's only totally in the time of the ksivas aksuma, says Rabbi Yonason David, and Tzvi Lewin is mechavin. He says, Vais t'chois, the pshat is as follows. The entire mekach tois that you're having over here is only klape the ksuba. In the Inshus, there is no Mekach Tois. Why is that? He wanted to marry a woman, he married a woman. Elamai, I thought that the value of the woman was Masayim, and the value ended up being Moneh. So the Mekach Tois is only Klape the Ksuba. It's Klape the Ksuba that there's a Mekach Tois. But Klape the Ishus, there's no Mekach Tois. Which means as follows. What does that mean?
When they're married.
What happens if he finds out? Hitaka did not know. Hitaka did not know. And now he wants out. He doesn't want to marry her. She liked him. It's a bad, starting on a bad foot. He can get it. Oh, he needs a get. Does he have to give Ksuma?
No.
No, but he needs a get. The Beis Shmuel is Medayik in Toisvis. Toisvis says that when we say it's a Mekach Tois, Legamri, what does Mekach Tois Legamri mean, says the Beis Shmuel? Legamri Mekach Tois. And he can walk away without giving her a get. Masha'enken, what we're saying in Rashi is, even if it's a Mekach Tois, it's only a Mekach Tois, Klape, the Ksuba, up in the Kedushin is no Mekach Tois. So therefore, if Fisher has to give a get.
There was never a good
suba, then how is it? They could be Mekudeshes, it's just, it's Asr La'Shoisa, but they're married. The Shaila is, how is it only a Mekach Tois Klape the Ksuba? What does that mean? What the Ksuba is only a result of the Kedushin. So if there's no Mekach Tois in the Kedushin, what does that mean? That there's a Mekach Tois? But that's what the Rabbi Yonasan David says, the Mekach Tois is only going to be the Ksuba. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I hear this much better when we're dealing with a Mukaseitz. Because Mukaseitz is the Pshat Be'etzem, Mitzad, the Chayin, the Isha is the same Isha. So you got the Isha. A person wanted to marry an Isha, he got an Isha. He wanted a Besula, he got a Besula. To me, I would say, okay, there's no Mekach Tois Mitzad the Kedushin. Klape the Mensch, Klape how much he would be willing to pay. Klape him, there's Akbada, whatever. So therefore, the Akbada is in the Ksuba. However, the Beis Meir is Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud Aleph. Where is which halacha? Yud Zayin. The Rambam says, Koyntze v'cheskas besula v'nimtzis be'ula. He married her thinking that she's a besula and she's a be'ula. Over here, he's mamish not getting what he thought he got. If he wants, Rambam says, if he wants to stay married to her, he has to give her money. Says the Beis Meir, if he wants to stay married to her, he has to give her money. If he wants to stay married to her, he has to be Mekavisher, doesn't he? She tricked him. If he wants to stay married to her, he has to do Kedushin. He has to do the whole thing. Vaistachoy, says the Beis Meir, no. Also, the entire Mekach Tois is only Klape the Ksuba. Pella. Choyra. As I come to us. Says Rashi. Medami lo lebegeres. The Gemara says that Rav Meir is medami lo lebegeres. The kaimalon shakalu besulea mesachas yavamis. Diktani bebesulea prat lebegeres shakalu besulea. Halachisu basa masayim. That a begeres has no besulim. Therefore, the Gemara says over there in Yavamis that a begeres is also to a kohen gadol. She has no besulim. She's also to a kohen gadol. We asked the kasha. According to Rashi, we asked this on Thursday. According to Rashi, I don't understand. You're telling me a begeres is also to a kohen gadol. So how could it be that you're going to discuss whether or not a mukas eitz is also to a kohen gadol? Or you guys cutting up balak doyla is also to a kohen gadol. Cutting balak doyla is, she doesn't have besulim. So to be clear, if you hold like the other Rishonim, like the Rajba that says cutting the Balak Doyla based on the Yerushalmi, that says that he doesn't break the Besulim, so it's fine, cutting the Balak Doyla. She's still a Besula, she still has a Besulim, the Chayra. However, if you hold like Rashi, like the Shita's Medayik and Rashi in the Tosfos Rid, that saying that by cutting Balak Doyla, she's Masher Besulim. How could she be Mutter to a Kohen Gadol? She doesn't have her Besulim. A begeris is also to a kohen. Elamai say you need to do something that's going to take away the besulah. It's not true. By begeris, you see, even though you didn't do anything, and still she's also to a kohen gadol. So what do you mean, Elamai? Totally in having the besulah or not having the besulah? This is the kasha. The achronim ask on Rashi. So we said a teretz. We said, what's the vort that a kohen gadol has to marry a besulah? The vort is a kohen gadol has to marry an isha that's new. So if she's a besula, then we know that she's new. If she's not a besula, then she's not new. But what happens if she's already hit 12 years old? The pshat is, she's already not new. She's already old. And when the Torah takes away her besulim, is the pshat, when the guf takes away the besulim, is the pshat, she's not new. Eina chanami, this is an isha that no one has ever boiled her, but that's not new, that's old. If there was a cut in Baal HaGdoyla, so she has no besulim anymore. So we took away the besulim, but there was no bia happened to her. No bia happened, so she's new. Right? Elamai, she doesn't have her besulim, it doesn't make her not new. Masha'en Kane, if the pshat is that now she's already old and she doesn't have besulim, then the pshat is she's not new anymore. Zok the Rashi Vaiter. Ein la veloy klum, says Rashi, the mekach toisi, the afilu mana ein la. It's a mekach tois. The mekach toisi, the afilu mana ein la. Rabbi said, what does Rashi say, the afilu mana ein la? If this is a mekach tois, the lashon of the Gemara is, veloy klum, she has nothing. What does loy klum mean? I would say she's not married. What does Rashi say, the afilu mana ein la? Vais the chois, Rashi holds. You are married, you just don't have any money. Afilu mana ein la. Zok the Gemara, Masif Rav Nachman. He I marries Mukaseitz ani. Vu omer loy kela drushas ita, drushas ish at, Rabbi Gamliel, v'Rabbi Lazar amrim ne'menes. So what does that mean, she's ne'menes? Klape, what is she ne'menes? What's it negay if she's ne'menes? If you're telling me that by Munkas Eitz that anyway Elin Velo Klum Ella Amarava Bein Hikirba Bein Lo Yikirba Lo Meir Masayim Lo Rabbanan Hikirba Manav Lo Yikirba Lo Klum, and it's going to depend whether or not you hold like Rav Meir or the Rabbanan, whether or not you're going to consider this a Mekach Tois. As we mentioned, that according to Rava, if before it's Masayim and after it's Masayim, so then there's no Mekach Tois here. Says the Gemara Hadabei Rava. Rava's Chayzer from that. The Tanya, Ketzad Hoytzal Shemra, Bo the Bez Nevar Mala Pliny Elo Matzas the Bitcha Besulim Yesh La Edim Shazin Satachtav Yesh La Ksuba Mana Im Yesh Edim Shazin Satachtav. In fact, the Gemara Yesh Edim Shazin Satachtav Askilahi. What do you mean Yesh La Ksuba Mana? She's gonna get killed. So what? She'll get killed. She should at least get her ksuba. What? Yeah, she doesn't get ksuba. Baskila doesn't get ksuba. That's the reason. Hachikomer, im yesh la edim shezinsa tachta biskila, zinsa meikara yesh la ksuva mone. V'amar abchir baravin, amar abshesh, zoi semeres, kansu b'cheskes b'sula v'nintzu z'bula, yesh la ksuva mone, she still gets her ksuva. Masiv Rav Nachman, hanois is ishav la matzala b'sulim, hi omez mishur is tanin and asti, is tabchus adevo, amar lo gila adjelo drastich, hayim echri mekach tois les lo klal. What are you talking about? She gets a money. It sounds like he's saying, Mekhi Mekach Tois Veles Lo Klal. Vamalei Rav Chiyah Bar Oven, Efter Rav Amram, Vachol Gdoli Adi Yosvi, Ki Amram Rav Sheish, Zomel Shmaitza, Vekashla Veshoni, Mai Mekach Tois Nami Mimasayim, Avo Mona Isla, Vat Amram, Les Lo Klal. Who said Les Lo Klal? Just says Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois means Mimasayim, Avo Mona Isla. Amarava, Amanda, Kamaisiv, Shaper Kamaisiv, Mekach Tois Lagami Mashma. Rava says, in the Maish, it's not the Mashmois of Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois is Mashma Lagamar. The Seist, the Gemara was trying to say, Rav Chiyah Bar Oven was trying to say, what does Mekach Tois mean? Mekach Tois from the Masayim, but money you get. Rabbi said, what happens if a man marries a woman thinking she's a Besula, and she's really a Ba'ula? How much does he, what's the maximum he's going to give her? She's really a Ba'ula.
Maximum
100. 100. Why? Because she's a ba'ula. Why does Gemara have to say that it's a mekach tois mimasayim? The word is because mekach tois mimasayim. The word is because, listen, lady, I gave you a ksuba, so the ksuba is supposed to be 100. Why should I give you more than 100? So there's a discussion achrayim over here. Do you need to come out to mekach tois that you don't get it? Because the maisi wrote 200 in the ksuba. Yeah, but it's a ksuba. I was writing a ksuba. I wasn't writing. So do you need to write Esther Mimidin Mekach Tois? Or is it the pshat that, listen, lady, you're in Bula. Bula only gets a money. Loshen the Gemara is a Vana Mashma to Mekach Tois Mimasayim. So I like to suggest that voice as follows.
That's what she deserves. She's what you thought you were getting and you don't want. You only have to give the value of what you got.
No, you don't have to do anything. Well, that's if it's a Mekhtos Lagami. But the maximum is Mekhtos, you're going to have to give us 100. Right. Why are you saying Mekhtos?
I've never wanted to marry a
Bo'ul. I made a commitment. I bought one thing and I got another.
But do you have to come on to Mekhtos in order to say why you're not getting 200?
Why you're not getting 100.
Why says Mekhtos Mimasayim. I have a money ish. You have to say Mekach Tois that you're not giving Masayim. We're not giving Masayim is because you're a Bula. Bula is we know the price of Bula. Bula is money. Okay, but we're saying that it's not a Mekach Tois on that. On that, he has to give her money even. So I say it's not a Mekach Tois. You get a money because that's what you get. You get a money. But why do you have to say Mekach Tois? So some of the Achroinim say in Achanami, Mekach Tois lav dafka. It just means that you only have to give him money. And other Achronim say, no, you have to come on to Mekach Tois. I think it's telling us files. What does the Almoneh mean, Rabbi Yisai? What's meant Almoneh? Elemoneh or Almoneh? If it means Elemoneh, you only get a Moneh, so why should I give you more than a Moneh? You're Elemoneh. But if the Pshat is Almoneh, is the Pshat we could be myrid from the Masayim. We could take down from the Masayim a Moneh, subtract a Moneh. If I decide to give you 200, is there a din that an Almoneh Be'etzim should get 200? Yes, we just could be myrid from the 200. I could subtract from the 200. Where we see this in Rashi, if you remember, Rabbi, we said in Rashi, that Rashi says that if the husband wants to give 200 anyway, we said he could give it. Right? What do you mean? But she doesn't. What about the Yarshim? No, then Amana also can get 200. I could be married from the 200 if I want. But if I wrote 200, so then I have to give it 200. Why she's an Amana? Amana also gets 200. I just had the schus to take it down. So I was Mekach Tois in that. Okay? That's Mekach Tois. If the whole din of an Amana Mitchil is only money, so then there's not a Mekach Tois. Lady, you're an Almoneh. You're a Bula. Bula gets Almoneh. Finished. End of story. But if the vote is, I have the right to take down, to lower the ksuba of Almoneh, so that's only if I lower it. If I leave it up there, L'choy Rashi has to pay 200. You wrote 200. Give me 200. Yeah, but it was Mekach Tois. Amar Rova Mandel Kamoisef Shaper Kamoisef Mekach Tois Lagamri Mashma. Yeah, the Maisa Mekach Tois Mashma Lagamri. The Elakasha Hach. So then, what we do with our kasha? Tiritzei Melchim Yesh Edim Shazinta Tachta Beskila Zinta Mekar Avalaklum Nimtzis Mukasei Tiesh Laksuva Mana. I have a Rova who Damer the Rabbanan Lahikib Avalaklum and the Shmamina Hadabe Rova Meahi. It must be Rova was Chayzer from what we said before, and therefore that Rava doesn't anymore hold of what he said before. Zok to Rashi. What are we up to in Rashi? Hello, my Rava Rameir. Ben Hikar Ben Loikar Ben Masayim. Masnissim the Ketan here, Meres Mukasetzi, Vekotova Masayim, Rameir hi. The Rabban and Hikar Ben Mona, Masnissim the Hacha, the Ketan and Chachomar Mukasetz Mona, Kishe Hikar Ba, Lo Hikar Ba, Velo Klum, Velo Matzino the Meim, Velo Rameir, Hikar Ben Masayim, Lo Hikar Ben Mona, Dibi Mekach Tois, Machzakin, Lo Mishum, Lo Hikar Ba, Les Lamidi, Vi La Mekach Toisu, En Chiluk Ben Hikar, Velo Hikar Ba. Yeah, I don't know what the Havamin of this is. Even Toisus discusses this Havamin. I don't even know what's for Havamin. Vahadu Bei Rava Garcin, Velo Garcin, Amea Hi. Does the Bei Rava mind the Amr the Rabbanon? Lo hikibah v'lo klum. Elo ben hikibah v'lo kibah yesh lo manu. The Rabbanon masayim the Rameir. Masis and Hasan the Riyakol. Haytzos shemra li anesh mea kesiv im shaker. V'li sakilim emes hoya. Uba le bezin zakik lova le bezin v'oimer. Amr amchi garsino moisir rav Nachman garsino. Nisla habchus de amazach agorim. Kodim sham matur bov esoichiv es ziriyasa v'oikra. Says Rava mekachtoiz legamri mashma. Ein lo klum. Again Rashi. Ein lo klum. Ki amra rab sheishis lo hashmaitza. Lahai zois ameris little el yesh loksuv mana Kashlu hada isvina and vamer avagasin ve'elo akashahach akshinu l'rove akashahach de le'el diktani zinza me'ekori yesh l'tzuma natiritz lahun de le'el deketza ritzos shemra tiritzun deratzis l'loy tiritza hachi elahachi im yesh edem. In other words, anywhere you had to make an adjustment to the braisa, so you adjusted it by just adding one statement. We'll adjust it by adding two statements into the braisa. Zok the Gemara Nimtzis says Rashi Lo Hikir Ba Mashma. The Kometar Tzurav Yesh Lo Ksuva Mana Alma Hadar Bei Mahid Leel. The Iu Amar Rabbanu Vlo Klumber Amir Nami Lo Mitukma Dhar Amir Masayim Kamer. Okay, Rabbi Isai, this is the end of this sugi. We spent quite a few days on the sugi. We're not done with this whole musig, because now the Gemara continues and says, there are edim that there was no stira. You're shouldn't being arrived from over here that it's possible to do a chuppah without the yichud, because kansa l'shem nisuin v'yesh la'edim shelo nistera.
Isn't that the whole Rambam?
How is it lo nistera? We have a rifle. What? Only did the tchila sense of the granat and not the granat. You have to see how it ends according to the Rambam. But we shouldn't bring a rifle from not like the Rambam. And then the Gemara says also we get back into the sugya of why is it that if a person is nichnas al chupa v'lo nivala, why does she have a din of a ba'ula? Rashi says something new over here. So this is a nusach acher from what Rashi said in Amud Aleph. We'll continue with that, Bezer Shem.